Big weekend of footy, big weekend of basketball, big weekend of soccer on here in Melbourne town. You wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And the Fremantle Dockers are here, Wispy. They wouldn't want to be anywhere else. And were they excited about the re-signings recently and the number one target to be re-signed? It was good to get Tracy redone and a couple of Dick Tracy done and a couple of others. They wanted Sean Darcy's signature, no doubt about it. The big ruckman who's from the Western District, who the Geelong Footy Club we saw again last night, haven't been able to, hammer down their rucking spot. They would have been looking at him just going, could we? But no, he's committed to Freo. Since round eight, number six for disposals, number four for contested, this is for ruckman, number five for clearance, hit out to advantage two, score involvement three, pressure's number six. But the best way, you've got to do it in relative terms.
Right.
So relative for his age over the journey. 23-year-old ruckman, highest rated relative 23-year-old ruckman ever, Nick Natanui, 2013.
Right.
Number two, Sean Darcy.
Number two?
Number two.
Where's Brody Grundy on that
three.
List?
Three. Brody Grundy 2017-3, Nick Natanui 2013, Sean Darcy 2021.
As a 23-year-old?
Yep. He's performing 48% above the expectation for a ruckman at that age in this stage of his career. Anyway, the bottom line is...
Where was Simon Madden at 23?
I don't think they did it back then. He has recommitted. He doesn't do a hell of a lot of media, but he's been very, very kind to jump on the line this morning. Or he has. When he does, we'll talk to him. What do you mean he's not here yet?
It says not ready yet.
All right. Okay.
Sean Darcy, not ready yet. Read the screen.
Sorry about that.
Actually, you've already made news too. It's already online. Former Melbourne great label star, liner, cheat.
Don't wind them up, Tim. Oh, if they do write that article, they better write the context around it. Otherwise,
There's never any context. You know that. There's no context. It's just a pull-out cheap headline, bit of clickbait. That's how it works. You know this business better than anybody.
All right. Let's go to – well, I've did the big build-up for Shawnee.
He's not there. Is he not answering?
About 8:06. No.
Well, he's still on Perth time.
They do it a different way, Freo. You've got to wait for them to call us, I think. In fact, he's done it now. He joins us. Did he hear the big build-up I gave him? Sean Darcy joins us on the line. Hey, Shawnee.
G'day, Gary. How you going?
Good to talk to you. Did you hear the big pump-up I just gave you?
No, I didn't. Sorry, I just got off the phone.
Oh, Shawnee said you're the greatest 23-year-old football the game's ever seen.
No, I wouldn't say that.
Hey, the siding's great, big fella. You've got over there, you're a country Victorian boy, you're at school here in Melbourne, you get drafted, you've got to go over to Perth. It's a big, big adjustment, and now you've got yourself really well established. You must be thrilled to be able to commit to Freo for a couple more years.
Yeah, I was really excited. They came to my management team and said, are you excited to extend? And I didn't see myself being anywhere else, so I've just bought a house over in Freo, and I have a really good group of people around me supporting me out in WA. So yeah, it was really, really exciting.
Were you aware of any interest from other clubs, in particular the Cats?
Not really aware. I'm sure I was still in contract until the end of next year. So maybe by the end of there, there might have been some, but what my manager told me was, Freo were keen to sign you. So I was like, all right, I'll jump ahead.
Hey, Sean, what is it that you like or love about playing for Fremantle and living over there in the West?
Well, we've got a really good environment at the moment. We have a lot of young blokes who are really close together in the footy club. We spend a lot of time together outside the footy club as well. So it's a really enjoyable footy club to be at. We all want to improve. We all want to get better. We're pushing each other most days to improve out on the track. And then again, when we're relaxing, having fun, we're really competitive as well. So it's really enjoyable, and it's a bit warmer over there than Melbourne. So that's always a positive.
Who drives that environment for you and the players over there?
Oh, there's a range of players. Fifey's one of the best players we've got in the competition, so he's competitive, and same as Dave Mundy's. They don't lose their competition, but the young boys coming through, like Caleb, Andrew, Adam, all them boys, and then the boys I got drafted with Griffin, Lukey and Coxie and Tay, we're all really competitive and really want to see us succeed.
What about in terms of learning the craft of rucking? I mean, you had Aaron Sandlands, I guess, would have been there when you first arrived. What's the biggest change to your game that's seen you now find yourself in amongst the top three, four ruckmen in the competition?
Yeah, Aaron's been huge for me. I played with him for the first 3 years. My my career, and then he's been my coach ever since. So he's been really good. With my development, probably my fitness around the ground is something that I always am trying to build on, trying to improve. Getting to more contests. The more contests you get, the likelier you're going to win some of them. So just being able to work around the ground and follow up and get to as many contests as possible.
So how hard do you work on that? I mean, the actual ruck craft is something I think, unless you play in that position, it's a bit of a foreign, it's like another language for us. But in terms of your fitness stuff, what's the split between working on your ability to get from one end to the other as opposed to the craft work?
Oh, it's probably, they're probably the two biggest ones. It's wrestling some bloke, and then you got to follow up. It's pretty tough, the ruck craft. But, for me, my fitness is always, something that I'm always striving to be. It's every week kind of focus on me, doing extra crossies, doing extra swims, things like that. Just trying to build it to be as good as them, and I'm still working on it these days.
And what about the diet? You used to give it a smashing at the Xavier College boarding house. You used to give that a fair belting. Have you got that under control?
Yeah, that's something that I'm working on as well. My dietitian's been really huge for me. We're always in constant communication about everything. So, making sure I'm on top of skinnies and things like that is really important as well.
How often do they run the tape over you during the season for skin folds and things like that?
It's about once a month, so and then if they go high or if they're following a bad trend, it's about once every 2 weeks. So
some blokes can hide.
Once a month, you're very good.
Some blokes manage to hide. I'm not sure you'd be able to hide from this, would you?
Nah, I can't hide my skinny. If I'm eating bad, they're going up.
How good is it to be in Melbourne and back? I know, as you say, you settled in Perth, you bought your house, you're loving it over there, but to be back here and about to play on the MCG. I know you're playing, is it at Marvel Stadium against Collingwood, the MCG? You're playing at Marvel against the Pies. How good is it to be back in town?
Yeah, this is where footy is, the heart of footy in Melbourne, so it's really good to be back in town. I spent a lot of time growing up here, so I've got a lot of friends and family back here, which is always good to see them. But in footy terms, there's just a little bit of a different vibe in Melbourne compared to other cities. So, it's really good to be back here.
Which part of the country Victoria do you come from?
Cobden. So about just out of Geelong, about an hour and a half out of Geelong.
And were you on the land there?
Yeah, we got about a 300... acre farm. Oh. We farm beef cows.
A mixty or a beef cattle, is it?
Yeah, beef cattle.
Right.
What sort of tractors are you running there, Shawnee? We like our farm talk. We like talking tractors. What sort of tractors you got down there?
I think the old man just bought a John Deere the other year ago, so he's pretty happy with that one.
He must have had a good year.
He doesn't let me get on that one, not yet. Well, you've been away for too long.
Well, you've just signed. You got the bag, the big contract. How about forking out a couple of shekels for the old man buying him another tractor?
You seen how much they cost?
That's just a small one.
The first time your voice has gone high for the whole interview then. give us the ruckman, rank the three hardest that you've played against.
I played Max Gorn after a PCL 16 week out, so that one was pretty tough. So just the way his ability to cover the ground is unbelievable. He doesn't stop running. He's really fit and he gets to as many contests as possible. Brody's tomorrow. He's just a competitor. He'll compete all day. He won't let you have an inch and he'll just fight and fight. And then Nick Nat, if he's up and going, he'll knee you in the throat and jump all over you. So you've got to be on when them three are on. You've got to be on trying to stop them.
With big Shawnee Darcy, he has just recommitted to the Fremantle Footy Club. The country boy, the country Victorian boy, he's back in town. He's taking on the Pies tomorrow at Marvel Stadium. The Australian cricket team used to have they used to call them the trendy blokes and then the bogany blokes, If Nathan Fyfe was the trendy bloke with the trendy haircut and the good gear and the good clothes and all that, would you be in his group? Or if you weren't, who would be in your group?
I wouldn't be a trendy bloke. I wear things that are most comfortable. Yeah. Not probably stylish. Anything that's comfy, I wear. Yeah. Probably like someone like Mitchie Crowden. He's a bit of a country boy at heart, which is always good.
Yeah. Who's the biggest trendsetter at the joint?
Oh, Michael Fredericks loves his shoes. Liam Henry, they love their clothes. They're always shopping.
Well, you just stay well grounded there, Big Sean. You just keep nice and grounded and be the big country boy who's getting the job done. It's been fantastic. Relation to Tim, aren't you? Tim's your uncle, Tim Darcy?
Yeah, Tim's my uncle, yep.
Has he had an influence? Does he touch base with you every now and then and give you a little straighten up?
Yeah, I hear from him every now and then. He's pretty good with me. Any questions he sort of answers, but he's a lot on you'll find your way through the footy. I don't really want to tell you what to do, you'll find it. But if I'm ever need a question or anything, I'll give him a call and he's always on the phone.
What are you planning?
Real helpful.
Oh, sorry, just one final. What are you planning to do today? What's on for the rest of the day?
So we've got a few meetings, midfield meeting and then a team meeting, and then we've got training, so a captain's run, so we'll get flush all the stuff out of our legs because we've just jumped off a plane last night. So, and then we've got the afternoon free. I think I might do some physio and then I might catch up with mum and dad if they're up in town.
Little nap, maybe a little kipper.
Yeah, I'll have a kip for sure.
That's great. Hey, Sean, it's great to talk to you. It really is. Our audience, we can see the feedback as we talk, and our audience love hearing it. They think you've got a voice like Kamal. They say, is that soothing?
it went a little bit high when we started talking tractors. That was it.
Good to talk to you. Enjoy the day tomorrow. It's great for Freo supporters that you've recommitted. So good luck against the Pies tomorrow night.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
On you, Sean.
Shawnee Darcy here for Keezer. Struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keezer. Now, he is a mate. He went to school with my son, right? So I see Sean Darcy through my son's eyes.
Yes.
And they look at him like they love him and he loves them. But they're struggling to put $40 in their pocket to go out at night. And they just look at him and go, geez, what about that? He's just signed the big new contract and they love him. So
we enjoyed that.
He's good. Yeah. He was. He's got the John Deere tractor sorted him out, that's for sure.